Hi, this is Yishai Bain. I'd like to welcome you back to All Daf's Daf and Practice series. One of the most hotly debated issues, halachic issues in the past few decades, something that every major pusik had to come up with an opinion, and the opinion on this matter is a strong opinion, because it's related to life and death, and that's really the question, the fundamental question of when is someone considered to have died, kvias rega hamavis, determining the exact moment, the exact point in time that someone is considered dead. And this has been the debate that's been going on for many decades, 40, 50 years. It's been a discussion in the scientific world, the Harvard criteria of death and the different forms of brain death and the stem of the brain death. There are the different opinions in the secular world, and there are different opinions among the poskim as well. But it's interesting, it's important to point out that when we're defining this question within the context of halacha, we have to realize that death, at its core, is the separation between the neshama and the guf, between the soul and the body. Our question, our discussion of determining the moment of death is trying to identify something, a physical feature about the body that we're able to say, well, if that is the reality in terms of this body, that must indicate to us that the neshama has left, that the soul has left, that has departed the body. And one of the major sources that's referred to in this discussion is the Gemara in today's daf, Yuma Daf Pehe Amud Aleph, towards the bottom, where the Gemara discusses when you find someone and you're being mechal Shabbos, you're doing something that's asar on Shabbos in order to save the person's life, and you find the person. The question is, well, is he still alive? Could I continue to violate Shabbos? So you check whether he's alive. And how do I check whether he's alive? And the Gemara says, you check his nose, you try to find whether he's breathing or not. And there's a discussion about this in the Gemara, exactly what you're supposed to do. But the Gemara does say this line, Iker chiyusa ba'apehu. The main part of life is in someone's nose. And the Gemara references a pasuk that says, Kol asher nishmas ruach chayim ba'apav. Anyone who has the breath of life, the spirit of life in his nose. We find that there's a reference, association of life with the nose, life with breath. And therefore, there are many poskim, there are some poskim probably more accurate than many poskim, that say that if someone has brain death to the extent that he is unable to breathe on his own, irreversibly unable to breathe on his own, that is an indication that the person is deceased, that his neshama has left his body. Others argue, many or some argue, they say, no, really what the core function of life is coming from the heart. As long as the heart's able to continuously beat, the person's considered alive. Others say, no, the Gemara over here is just giving a reference point that presumably the person's dead if he stopped breathing, but it's not that the lack of his ability to breathe in itself that determines that he is dead. Some other physical feature function shows that he's dead or is the source of the death. But the fact that he's not breathing in our Gemara isn't really saying that if you can't breathe, you're dead. But rather, it's indication that presumably you achieved that state. And others point out that if someone's on a ventilator and breathing, regardless of whether his brain function doesn't give him the ability to breathe by himself, but the fact that physically, technically, the air is coming in and out, there is the breathing process that's happening, so that also could be considered why he would still be considered alive, even though he's brain death and in terms of his brain function, he wouldn't be able to breathe on his own. So again, this is a very, very, very controversial topic. And as we're talking about issues of life and death, poskim are very careful about this. And again, it's hotly debated, but just an insight how this Gemara and today's Daf Yuma Daf Pehe is one of the major sources when it comes to this topic.